So if you talk to him, I'm going to tell you a quick story. Y'all listening? Listen to me. Watch and listen. It's a true story. A missionary, a young man, he had a passion for the Jews. He said, I want to go to France. France has 1% of the population is Christian. Can you believe that? 1% of the population is Christian. He said, I want to go to France, but I want to work with French-speaking Jews. So he went to some of his brothers. He said, I feel led to do this. Listen to what he said. The brother was giving advice, said, let me tell you something. He said, don't tell me. I don't want to know the answer, but I want you to answer it in your head. Are you praying every day? Are you reading the Bible every day? Are you talking to him every day? Do you weep for those people you want to go preach to? Is your heart broken for them? He said, if you got that in order, he said, then I want you to make every step, every preparation possible. The brother today is in Canada working with French-speaking Jews. Not in France, but in Canada. Amen? You see, God has a plan. You have to be before Him. Following God's plan, it's good for you. It's the best thing you can ever want. When you're in God's will, there's no better place to be, is there? You can find and do God's will now. Right now. Before you go down that mountain, you can learn God's will. Begin a healthy relationship in prayer. Learn to pray. Learn to talk to Him. Learn to get to know Him. God's plan is not forced on you. You all have a choice. You all have a choice. The Lord's Prayer will help you find God's plan. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's a great difference between the two places. Isn't there? Isn't there a great difference between heaven and earth? Yeah, there is. You know, this earth here has a way of heating us up. My alarm goes off at 4:30 in the morning. Beats me up. I got to get my car and I got to go out and earn a living to feed 6 children. We raise that refrigerator all the time. But you know, this world could beat us up. But you know something? We also know that angels do not pray about God's will. They just do it. They just do it. And you know something? When you look at this, you should have faith to expect that God will what? Do His will in your life. He will do His will in your life. Expect it. Whatever His will is, He will do it. Unsaved, you sit on your throne. You rule your life, and you please yourself. Oh, I dare say there are some brothers and sisters, young and old, that have their own little throne. They rule their life. They like things done their way. And they say, they don't have that reverential fear of the Lord. You hear what I'm saying? Joe, do you understand what I'm saying? Now, what I'm saying is this. If you know Jesus, and I know some of you know Jesus. How many? I don't know. But I do know that if you know Him, then you have to realize who you are. An heir. An heir to a throne. You are His child, His children. As a believer, you let Christ in control of your life. I gotta move his arm a little bit. This prayer will help you find the plan, understand the plan, submit to the plan, and accomplish the plan. Remember this. Because God is holy, thy name be hallowed. Rules, thy kingdom come. He rules. He's sovereign. Thy will be done. He's sovereign. He knows everything about you. He knows everything about me. Can you believe He knows the hairs that are on your head? Not just me, Brother Joe. All of us in here. He knows everything about us. I couldn't even entertain that. Now, give us this day our daily bread. God supplies our needs. He gives us our needs. He says, you're allowing God to take His rightful place in your life. Allow Him to take His rightful place in your life. Are you going to allow Him to take His rightful place in your life, or do you want to fight it? Huh? I don't have time for this mess. I'm doing my thing, my way, when I want it. That's it. Hey, I'll go to the meeting. I'll go to the Bible study. Put my head cover on. Get my Bible. My time. I know there's a lot of you that have that.
Remember who the I is. Isaiah tells me, Saint Lucifer, that I. You're asking God to bless your work so you can grow grain and make bread, earn money, buy bread. You're asking God to give you both cause, how to get physical things and the results, the food you need to eat. Prayer is not what we do, what we ask, what we beg. Prayer is the way to glorify God and to worship God. Prayer recognizes the sovereignty of God. How many times have we talked about this? The sovereignty and worship. It's important. People worry and they stress about problems of tomorrow before tomorrow even comes. Isn't that true? Do we worry about tomorrow? Should we worry about tomorrow? Huh? No. And Jesus gives us a beautiful way to live. When you pray for bread for this day, you are telling God that you intend, listen to what I'm saying, to live just one day at a time. Live one day at a time. No need to stress. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Jesus did not tell us to pray. Forgive us our sins where we missed the mark because of our failures. We've forgiven when we become Christians. Forgive us our transgressions where we ruthlessly rebelled against God because our rebellion was forgiven when we became Christians. Forgive us for our lawlessness, our contempt of God's law. For our moment of passion, the time we slipped and fell, because if I walk in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ's Son cleanses us from all sins. Forgive us our wickedness, our filthiness. Now, you see, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lead us not into temptation focuses on future sins. Future sins. Temptation knocks on the door. You ever hear that knock on the door? Temptation? You ever hear that? Let me tell you something. When we are tempted, we have a choice to resist or to give in. Lead us not into temptation. You are recognizing that life is a test that leads to what? Leads to what? When you are tempted, you face the greatest test of your life. You know? Ben has an SAT that he thinks that's the greatest test of his life. I'm sure he came in here weary, worn out, brain dead. But that's not the greatest test of his life. This test is greater than any SAT or final exam. It's a test to see if you are faithful to God or to deny Him. When you're tempted, you either decide you're going to be faithful or you're going to deny Him. Two choices. That's all you got. The test will establish character. Character. Who knows what character is? What character? Stevie, what's character?
Character.
Character.
Character is something that speaks of what you are like.
All right. Speaks of virtue. And you know, Satan wants to destroy your virtue. And forgive us our debts as we forgive us. When we pray this, the Lord's Prayer says, forgive us our debts. God may use this prayer to reveal a hidden sin or sin you were not aware of. You think you got sins that you're not aware of that you're committing every day? Do you think you have sin in your life that you're not even aware of? I think so. Forgive us our debts, our obligations, the obligations that we have incurred. The Lord's Prayer is perfect. Jesus chose the perfect word for forgiveness. It is our debt, our obligations, that must be forgiven. You know, isn't it amazing how not a lot of people don't feel guilty when they disobey the Father? Some take God's name in vain. They laugh. They commit some adultery because it feels good. Then they do it again. And some get drunk or hide their problems. These things, this is the way the world is. But you need to take care of any sin that you have ignorantly committed. Ignorantly. You're not aware of it. You have to take care of it. Because we have a righteous God. Our God abhors sin. If you're a child of the Father, you can't sin continually. Okay? Denies God's purity. It dirties us. It ignores God's honor. It embarrasses us. Disobeys God. It condemns us. Violates God's law. It's like it makes criminals of us. Corrupts God's health. It sickens us. Steals God's blessing. It robs us. Steal, kill, and destroy. Who is the author of that? Satan. Oh, how he loves to steal, kill, and destroy. Disrupts God's peace. It makes us feel guilty. For our sins, we pray, forgive us. You know, our journey comes home. You remember the prodigal son? Let's see how this thing works. Let me get all this stuff out of here. There we go. There should be one more. There you go. Oh, too far. Follow up. Can you get that back, Mark? Come on, Brother Mark. Put your kids on and run up there, bro.
Right button.